How beauties have wreaked havoc with Kerala Goths. Thiruvananthapuram, July 9th. Social news. XYZ. Over the years, if one looks back, the role of beauties pricking Kerala governments has happened a number of times in the latest gold smuggling cases. Another example where the primary accused Swapna Suresh is on the run. Way back in the mid-90s, the first to fall was none other than Congress veteran K. Karunakaran, who had to bide the dust following the ISRO spy case, which involved two Maldivian women. Following a huge Hong Kong, Karunakaran had to bow out in K. M. K. Antony in 1995. Following his resignation, Karunakaran and his family continued to be haunted, but it took more than 2 decades for the apex court to give a clean chit to the ISRO scientist, Nambi Narayanan, who was the most vilified then. After that incident, it was during the tenure of Umen Chandy and his second term as chief minister, 2011-16, took and woman Sarita Nair wreaked havoc after links of her closeness with three staff members in Chandy's office came out. Sarita, along with her partner, was found to have cheated numerous people after collecting money and failed to give them solar panels. Chandy and his family came under heavy duress and he faced one of the biggest protests that any chief minister had to face, and on one occasion, the protests turned so violent when a stone that was hurled at him when he went to inaugurate a function in Kannur injured his forehead and his chest in 2013. And at one of his routine weekly cabinet press briefing, Chandy unbuttoned his shirt to show his wound in the chest. Leading the protests then was none other than present Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, and eventually, when it became the biggest election campaign issue for the left, Chandy, who was expecting to enter record books by becoming the first incumbent Chief Minister to get a successive term, lost badly in Vijayan took over. And today the heat is on Vijayan after the customs intercepted a baggage addressed to the local UAE consulate and found that it contained gold. The key person who was presently on the run is Swapna Suresh, who happens to be close to the ruling Left Democratic Front government in the state, and despite dubious qualifications, she was holding a high-paying job and was very close to senior IAS official M. Shivashankar, secretary to Vijayan, also the state IT secretary. As a quick damage control exercise, Vijayan showed the exit door to Shivashankar and removed him from both the posts, but the Congress and the BJP have intensified their protests and have asked Vijayan to quit and face the probe. Since the latest issue surfaced, the social media is having a free-for-all, and by now numerous trolls have come out which involve Sarita and Swapna. Also out in the public domain is a speech that Vijayan made against Chandy when the solar scam protest was at its peak and referred to the links that Sarita and Chandy and his office had. But the soft-spoken inner man with no airs, Chandy wrote in his Facebook soon after the gold smuggling case surfaced that when he saw this news, recalled the time of the solar scam when he was at the receiving end. The solar scam was the one where not a single rupee of the state government was involved, nor did the fraudulent firm of host Sarita got any government assistance or help. When reports surfaced that 3 members of my staff were involved, they were dismissed. The left opposition demanded a judicial probe, and that was also done, and in that case, the Vijayan government, which has now completed more than 4 years in office, has not been able to do anything more than what we did then. I do not feel happy at the news of the present allegations involving the CM's office now, but the response which I took and the government did against the allegations when compared to the present intolerance shown by Vijayan will be understood by the people. A CBI probe has to be announced. I am a strong believer in God. I have nothing against anyone in Umeru.